just read the Passion. I wonder if there's anything more that needs to be said. This particular story, it seems, speaks for itself. Except that this story has become so familiar to us that we can hear its words and almost be unimpressed. We can walk away, walk through, ignore it. Or we can come to a celebration like this and we can listen to it carefully and we think about it for a moment. And then when the service is ended, we leave and we go back to our lives just the way they were. Therein is the problem. When a story becomes so familiar to us that it's not new anymore, it has less and less capacity to make an impact in our lives. Particularly this story, since we are taught the rudiments of the story from the time we are little children. If we are Christian and a Christian family, we hear how Jesus gave his life for sinners. We who celebrate the Eucharist on a regular basis, we hear that story told over and over again in the Eucharistic prayer itself as we give thanks to God for this marvelous, mysterious reality. This reality which results in our salvation. And still, we take the communion to ourselves. We profess that we want to be part of the body of Christ. We say amen when we are presented with the sacrament, and then we leave and we go back to life just the way it was. That's not what Jesus taught, and that's where the problem is, that all of us need to think on these words carefully, not just to simply be holy for a moment, or even to give thanks to God for this great mystery, which we always should do, indeed. But what difference is it going to make in our daily lives? How will we be changed? How will we be transformed for having heard these words? How will it be? Jesus gives up his life. And we can say marvelous things about how we ought to sacrifice in our own lives for the sake of God, for the sake of Christ. Sometimes even for the sake of the church, even when we talk about stewardship. But the question becomes, are we really part of the body of Christ if we are not willing to sacrifice ourselves for the world? It's not just for us. It's for the world out there. Whenever we see something, anything, that is not consistent with the values which Jesus taught us, then we need to be willing to do as Jesus did. We need to be willing, as we heard St. Paul teach us so eloquently, to be humble. Humble to the extent that we are willing not only to give up our things, we are willing to put our lives on the line. As long as there is poverty in the world, as long as there is injustice in any form, the work of Jesus is not fulfilled. The work of Jesus is not complete. It is for this reason that Jesus transforms us into the body of Christ. It is for this reason that we take this morsel of bread, and in other better times, we can take a sip of the wine. And we claim that this is the very body and blood of Christ, and we receive it not to make us holy, but to prepare us for the mission of Jesus in the world, to make us closer to Christ, to make us closer to God, so that it becomes part of who we are. Like that bread and that wine become part of our body, we become part of Christ. And that is not a place of triumph. As we see in the life of Jesus, it is ultimately a place of service. Jesus taught his disciples the Gospel of Matthew with a parable about sheep and goats. And he said, if you see someone that needs a cup of water and you give it to them, you give it to them in my name. You see someone who needs a cup of water and you do not give it to them, you refuse to give it to them, and you have done this to me. Therein is the key. That we begin to see Jesus not sitting in some triumphal throne far away in the heavens, but living here in our streets, the streets that Jesus walked as he carried his cross from the center of town out to the outer hills of Golgotha, and there gave up his life. We cannot remain in the beautiful confines of this temple of God and praise God and give thanks for all of these marvelous things without having the willingness to go out of this place and to walk the streets, and to move from this place toward those who are at the margin of our life, our community, our society. And it isn't enough simply to give a little money so that somebody else can take care of them. No, Jesus says that if you didn't do it, you didn't do it for me. In a few days, next week, next Sunday, we will renew our baptismal promises. And the last two questions that we are asked each and every time we do this talk about significant elements of what this story is about. Will you strive to see Christ in all persons? Not only your brothers and sisters in church, but all persons. And then the last one says, will you strive? Will you work hard for justice and peace, and work for the dignity of each and every human being? This is a radical teaching, and it is the very core of our identity as disciples of Jesus. So we cannot read these words, listen to this story, and not recognize that we too, like all, have fallen short of that glory of God. And resolve on this day, having heard these words, that because we have heard them, and because we will have shared in the body of Christ, we will be different. We will be changed. We will be transformed. For it is only in this way, then, that we can look for that wonderful transformation, which is the resurrection. Yes, these things happened centuries ago, but they are happening now, here, in these streets, as people carry their burdens and their crosses, and we need to be at least conscripted like Simon to help carry that cross. But more importantly, we are urged by Jesus himself to follow him and to lay down our lives for him. And so, brothers and sisters, as we hear the words of passion, let them become our passion, the very motive of our hearts, that we ourselves will become the very presence of God in this world. I wish you grace that in these days you will hear the words again and again during this Holy Week, that by its conclusion we will all be changed. We can turn then, even in the midst of our world, broken as it is, and see that there is a kingdom of God, and that we are parts of it. May that work be yours. May it be ours, together, so that we may accomplish what Jesus has commissioned us to do.